Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Lex de Azevedo, and Do That to Me One More Time. Before that, Gordon Lightfoot and Rainy Day People. Chet Atkins and George Benson in there with a nice little tune called Sunrise. A very relaxing piece of music there. Before that, Frank Purcell and Runaway, and Burt Bacharach did Saturday Sunshine. And yeah, I have never heard of that one either. And then before that, we started the set off with Botticelli and Fernando. And we have to synchronize our timepieces here, so...
Listen to this. I'm a little weenie looking for a bun. Just a teeny weenie, itty bitty one. If I keep on cooking, I'll be overdone. Pickle and onion, hot dog.
Get out of here!
Thank you, Dean Martin and Don DeLuise.
What was that?
Who knows? Here's Jeff Eales. Put Your Head on My Shoulder. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Mancini takes us up to the top of the hour. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you? Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Love not as much as tomorrow.
That's Andy Williams, backed by his friends the Osmonds, on a tune originally done by the Spiral Staircase called More Today Than Yesterday. I think Andy Williams was the only one who could hit those high notes. Started this hour off with Paul Mariott and Love is Blue. Welcome to hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. Good to be with you whenever you're listening, whether you're listening on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT in Pittsburgh. We're glad to have you. And now on these dates in history, February 9th, 1964, the Beatles appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. And we've heard about it ever since. February 9th, 1861... It seems to be going back in time, but anyhow, an act of Congress passed authorizing the U.S. Weather Bureau, not a groundhog, the actual Weather Bureau. February 10th, 1942, Glenn Miller received the first ever gold award for, or gold record rather, for selling a million copies of a song, and that song was Chattanooga Choo Choo. February 10th, 1763, France ceded Canada to England, ending the French and Indian War. February 11th, 1809, Robert Fulton patented the steamboat. February 11th, 1929, the Vatican becomes a sovereign nation. February 11th, 1945, the Yalta Agreement is signed by Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin. And February 12th, 1870, women in the Utah Territory won the right to vote, believe it or not. February 13th, 1866, Jesse James robs the first of many banks. February 13th, 1917, Dutch exotic dancer Mata Hari is arrested on suspicion she is a German spy. February 14th, the original film Dracula starring Bela Lugosi was released. February 14th, 1971, Richard Milhouse Nixon, the president at the time, installed a secret taping system in the White House. Gee, I wonder whatever happened with that. February 15th, 1936, Adolf Hitler announced the construction of the Volkswagen Beetle. And February 15th, 2013, asteroid 2012 DA14 at 150 feet across is the closest approach to Earth of any object its size in history, passing less than a mere 18,000 miles from Earth within the orbit of the geostationary satellites. There you go. That's on these dates in history. It's been warm lately, so it might as well be spring in Pittsburgh. Here's Francis Goya on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
offers friendly talk and music that's comfortable to listen to. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Lex de Azevedo there, and she loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ronnie Aldridge and Key Largo. John Gregory, After the Love is Gone. Gordon Franks and his orchestra with You Only Live Twice. And Francis Goya, Might as Well Be Spring. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, Queensland, Australia. A 3-year-old boy climbed into a claw machine and needed to be rescued from the machine by police. The Queensland Police Service said in a Facebook post that the boy named Ethan had climbed into the claw machine filled with Hello Kitty plush toys through the prize chute and was unable to find his way back out. A video accompanying the post shows Ethan's parents directing him to the back corner of the machine and telling him to cover his eyes so officers could shatter the glass pane. Ethan was then lifted out of the machine by human, not by the hook, and was returned to his family uninjured. An officer can be heard saying, "You won a prize. Which one do you want?" The post said the toddler played his part of the game beautifully. The final score, Ethan and the police, 1, claw machine, 0. It's the only way you're going to win against those, I think. Power outage affecting thousands of customers in Toronto recently was caused by an unlucky raccoon wandering into the wrong place. Hydro One, the power company there, said on social media that about 7,000 downtown customers lost power for about 2 hours recently, and crews determined that the raccoon made contact with the equipment at a downtown Toronto power station. A spokeswoman for Hydro One told the news that crews were able to confirm a raccoon was behind the issue at the Church Wellesley area transmission station because the animal was unfortunately there on site and had perished when they arrived. Yes, they don't know science. They don't know electricity. They're looking for ways to prevent future incidents, and that may be impossible. Finally, veterinarians in Maryland performed surgery on a rat snake to remove a gear shift knob the serpent had mistakenly, although it didn't know that, swallowed. The Second Chance Wildlife Center in Gaithersburg said the snake was brought in with an unknown foreign object in its stomach. It's common that rat snakes have golf balls and decoy eggs, often mistaken for chicken eggs, you know. But in this case, the object had been trapped in the snake's stomach so long that there was a hole worn through the snake's skin. The object was surgically removed from inside and identified as a gear shift knob from a car. The Post said the snake has now made a full recovery and will be released in the spring, and it can change gears then. So there you go. How did it even get there? You know what? Who knows? I don't know. Here's Sid Dale. How about us? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Where do we come up with these stories? Seriously.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
dream, a song to sing, to help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels, when I know the time is right for me, I'll cross the street. I have a dream, a fantasy, to help me through reality, and my destination makes it worth the while.
That is the group named ABBA. That is I Have a Dream, which came out in 1979 and charted in many countries, but the U.S. was not one of them. It did pretty well in the U.K. at number 2, Switzerland at number 1, the Netherlands at number 1, Canada at number 1, but nothing about the U.S. So there you go. they had a dream, but that was popular on Beautiful Music Radio many years ago. Little Darlin' before that with Herbert Rabin and Sid Dale. And how about us? Here are Les and Larry Elgart. And Skyliner. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
Children run. You are the sun. You are the rain, falling gently in my hair as I walk down a country lane. You are the up to a morning sky that never ends. You are the wind. And you are the soft skies above. You are the life I'm dreaming of. Yes, you.
Are listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with John Fox and Suddenly, originally done by Cliff Richards and Olivia Newton-John. I had to think about that for a second. Andy Williams in there with You Are, Mason Williams and Sunflower, Martin Botcher and his orchestra with Guantanamera. Ferrante and Teicher did Nadia's theme and Les and Larry Elgart with Skyliner. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We have time for one more here. Here is Frank Chaxfield. How deep is your love? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. The end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. I said it for once. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-38.
ist reichlich. Hier ist BFC 37. Hier ist BFC 37. Hier ist BFC 37.
This sucks. Chop, 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 chop.